Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Employers may face liability by requiring COVID shots. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's really important that we talk about this. We're getting people calling, writing with this kind of concern. You know, what if my employer or my employer perhaps is doing that, is requiring this, or maybe even offering incentives for me to get the injection? What do I do?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's happening all over the country, including schools are telling students that you can't come back to school unless you get the COVID shot.
Some Christian schools, aren't they?
Even unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's a Christian school up in Pennsylvania that is doing this as well, telling the students that, well, if your parents get the shot, then you won't have to wear masks, which is embarrassing the kids. And then the kids go home and try to pressure their parents. But you know what? They need to understand what they're doing, because there's new guidance from the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and it states that employers could be held liable if they mandate employees, this also would apply to students in schools, to take the COVID-19 injections as a condition of employment, or I'd also add going to school, and then they experience adverse reactions. So, under their frequently asked questions section of the OSHA's website, it states, quote, if you require your employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, i.e. for work-related reasons, then any adverse reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine is work-related. The adverse reaction is recordable if it is a new case under, and it gives the section of the statute, 29 CFR 1904.6. And meets one or more of the general recording criteria in 25 CFR 1904.7.
But the bottom line is they can't require it.
Well,
it's illegal.
That's true. Now, you know, obviously, if they try to do that, they face liability. And we'll talk about some of these adverse reactions in terms of, it's not hypothetical. I mean, these adverse reactions are skyrocketing, by the way. But even as your point, Holly, the Health and Human Services Secretary declared in March of 2020, including Governor Andrew Cuomo. He acknowledged this as well, and he probably regrets that he did this, but it's very clear. Declared that the circumstances, provided for the emergency use authorization, but also said that anything under the EUA cannot be coerced. In other words, the FDA, all the other agencies, they understand that these emergency use authorization shots, which right now would include in the United States Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. Those are the three in the U.S. None of those can be mandated. All of those require informed consent. You're free and informed consent. You don't consent, you can't be forced to take that by any entity, government agency, private employer, private school. You cannot be coerced. You cannot be forced to take this. The problem is, Holly, is that these employers and the media is complicit in this, and these schools, including Christian schools, some of them, they think of vaccines in general, mumps, measles, rubella, they think of those kinds of things. These are not vaccines. These are not licensed by the FDA. These are experimental, and they're under the investigational stage. They are not authorized, licensed vaccines. They are under the emergency use authorization. That's a very special provision. And the reason why they're under that is, number one, there was a declared emergency, and number two, there is insufficient testing and data to determine the safety of these drugs.
You know, we talked to Dr. Merritt earlier, and she calls them experimental genetic agents. And I think that's pretty clear.
They clearly are. You know, when we reported on VIRS, VIRS is the vaccine adverse reaction kind of log where you report. Less than 1% of the adverse reactions are reported there, less than 1%. So whenever you look at the VIRS log, and you can go to lcaction.org/vaccine to get to that particular log and other information. Once you look at the VIRS log, understand that historically it's less than 1% reported. So you essentially multiply that by minimum of 90, but more likely 99%. Well, in one month, the adverse reactions, actually about 5 weeks, the adverse reactions in VIRS went from 50,000 to 192,000 plus. 50,000 to 192,000 plus in 5 weeks.
And that's just
weeks.
Reported.
That's just reported. And you have 30-some thousand hospitalizations, nearly 30-some thousand office visits. You have the deaths that have skyrocketed there as well, people who have died. Look, I have a friend who died after the second injection. I have another friend who got a heart attack, went to the hospital after one of these shots. I have friends, husband and wife. These are individuals who have been supporters of Liberty Counsel. And they got the injection. And after the injection, they took Moderna injection. They have and they continue to experience severe heart problems, catastrophic kind of troubling cardiac problems. They regret having done this, but they've already done it. That's why you can't just follow the media. The media will say, and the FDA and the CDC will say, oh, they're safe. They're not safe. Just because you didn't get a reaction doesn't mean that you're still in the clear. Because many of these things take a while to develop. Some of these happen right away. Eric Clapton got the AstraZeneca, and Eric Clapton is a worldwide famous guitarist. For 2 weeks, he was completely paralyzed in his upper extremities and couldn't use his arms and his hands, and he's a guitar player.
Yeah, you've got to do research. That's the key. I mean, and you follow the money. I mean, look at Fauci and those who are making a lot of money from these. So you know they're pushing it. But, you know, OSHA's not addressing this issue, Matt. But don't you think that when an employer says, well, I'm not mandating this, I'm making them voluntary, but they offer incentives.
Yeah, I think that's...
Wouldn't you consider that discrimination?
I do. And I think that that's also a form of coercion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand that Disney in Orlando was offering incentives and some other employers were offering incentives.
I mean, they're offering like paid time off, gift cards, prizes,
well, and
things like that.
For the state, for example, there's some states that are offering scholarships for young people. 12 to 17 scholarships if you've gotten the shot. And the last person on earth that needs one of these shots is a 12 to 17.
Right. Any children don't need
so
those.
They're offering scholarships. If you got the shot and they put your name in a pool, there's a $1 million drawing that is being done by one state where they're saying, if you've gotten the shot, you can put your name in the pool and we're going to pull out $1 million winner.
If they don't get a raise or an advancement because they don't take this, that's also bullying, I think.
No, it is. I think, and you know, the other thing too is, you know, stores, I know the CDC has come out with this thing. They've riled some people, said that if you've gotten the shot, you don't have to wear a mask in these different places, public places and stores. And so a lot of stores are saying, well, if you got the injection, you don't have to wear a mask. Well, you know what? It's a violation of various kinds of federal laws, HIPAA and ADA. If when you walk in, they ask you if you've gotten injected, they don't have any business knowing your medical condition. Look, this issue here, I think employers, and if you are facing something like this or know somebody who is, and I think you probably do because this is happening all over the country, and they're feeling pressure in their place of employment to get this shot, and they don't want to get the shot for whatever reason. They just don't want to get it. The employer's pressuring them or giving them incentives. Or the same thing's happening in a school. Wherever it's happening, go to lcaction.org/vaccine. You can also go to our Liberty Counsel website, lc.org. Right here, you can look for this press release that we did, and it's entitled Employers Face Liability by Requiring COVID Shots. This ought to send chills down employers and schools that are giving incentives or that are requiring or mandating COVID shots as a condition of coming to work or going to school. Look, if they don't say anything about it, somebody gets the shot, that's their own choice if they have an adverse reaction or death. But if the employer or school says, you must do this to be here, and there's an adverse reaction or death, there's liability. For more information, go to lc.org, lcaction.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.